It's Tuesday, May 14, 2024.
Hopefully the town doesn't burn, you know. I never thought it'd be us, you know, until now.
Canada's fire season erupts, forcing evacuations as wildfire smoke chokes upper Midwest in the U.S. Record-breaking increase in carbon dioxide levels in the world's atmosphere, plus...
For decades, fossil fuel companies have lied and known that they've lied about their industry's impact on climate change.
Michigan becomes the latest state to sue Big Oil for mounting climate damages.
All of those damages and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Would I have thought that I would stand here on the House floor to defend my constituents' appliances and gas stoves?
I was proud to lead the House Republican effort to protect our gas stoves.
They can take our lives! But they can never take our cooktops.
This is your Green News Report.
No disrespect to any of these idiots.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I can't take it anymore with this saving the gas stoves nonsense from the Republicans who just don't want to do anything real. Certainly not about climate change, but what do you have for us today?
Well, first, some really not great news. A record-breaking increase in carbon dioxide levels in the world's atmosphere, according to researchers at Hawaii's Mauna Loa Observatory. In March, they recorded the largest annual leap in levels of planet-warming CO2 in the world's atmosphere, surpassing the record observed in 2016. Mm. CO2 emissions are rising because humans are burning more fossil fuels than ever. And it's an ominous sign of lagging efforts to curb global greenhouse gas emissions and address the accelerating damages from man-made global warming.
What accelerating damages?
Well, those rising CO2 emissions are driving an onslaught of unprecedented weather disasters on multiple continents over just the last few weeks, for example.
Oh, that damage.
Yeah, killing hundreds and displacing tens of thousands more. In war-torn Afghanistan, one of the world's poorest nations, weeks of unusually heavy seasonal rains triggered flash floods and mudslides across multiple provinces that have killed more than 300 people. Asia is still roasting in a deadly, weeks-long intense heat wave. Canada is already seeing an early, unusually intense fire season made worse by years of drought and a below-normal snowpack this past winter. In Fort Nelson, British Columbia.
Getting ready for our sort of last stand, if that's what it comes to.
Rob Fraser, mayor of Fort Nelson, and other officials are trying to evacuate holdout residents as fire crews and emergency workers readied their last stand to save the town from a fast-moving wildfire sparked when high winds downed a tree onto a power line. It is one of several major out-of-control blazes in western Canada. Smoke from the fires has prompted air quality alerts from British Columbia to Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Well, now I'm sorry I asked about the accelerating damages.
In the U.S., the Federal Trade Commission has accused fracking CEO and Republican mega-donor Scott Sheffield of conspiring with Saudi Arabia and OPEC in a price-fixing scheme to curtail oil production in 2021 and 2022 as inflation skyrocketed to push prices even higher at the public's expense.
Who could have guessed it?
Rising energy costs are a key driver of inflation. One estimate calculated that the price-fixing scheme cost the average American as much as $2,100 a year. Another concluded that the scheme may have been responsible for as much as a quarter of inflation. The Washington Post reports that disgraced former President Donald Trump told several big oil executives at a fundraiser last month to raise $1 billion for him to help him win the November election. In return, Trump said he would immediately reverse dozens of President Biden's environmental policies and rules and stop new ones from being enacted. Politico reports that the oil industry is already drawing up a slew of executive orders for Trump should he win, to expand natural gas exports, increase offshore oil leases, and quickly reverse all of Biden's climate and environmental policies that limit oil and gas industry pollution.
Pay Donald Trump $1 billion, and these are the things he will give you.
Yep.
Sounds like a quid pro quo to me.
Finally, Michigan's Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel announced late last week that she is going to file suit against Big Oil to force fossil fuel companies to pay damages for knowingly causing climate change, which is costing the state dearly, she says, harming its economy, its agriculture products, tourism, culture, and infrastructure.
Just like the tobacco and opioid industries have had to reimburse the public for their role in harming public health, we're asking fossil fuel companies now to do the same. Michigan taxpayers didn't create this problem, and they shouldn't have to foot the bill to address it.
No, they shouldn't, but yes, they will. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.